The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
September 1st.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1966, video games were invented.
Magnavox presents Odyssey, the electronic game of the future. Odyssey easily attaches to any brand TV, black and white or color, to create a closed-circuit electronic playground. Odyssey gives you all the exciting action of hockey and 11 other challenging play and learning games for the entire family.
Engineer and inventor Ralph Baer jotted down design notes for a device that would make television an interactive form of entertainment instead of a passive one. His bosses at Sanders Associates, an American defense contractor, saw the potential of his design, and work began on the earliest prototype video games. One of Baer's designs, a simple TV tennis game, would become the basis for the first ever home video game console, Magnavox Odyssey, 6 years later. In 1979, Saturn got its first visitor from Earth. The Pioneer 11 space probe was the first spacecraft to swing past the ringed planet, having visited Jupiter and picked up a gravity assist speed boost in late 1974.
Pioneer 11. The 570-pound spacecraft climaxed 6.5 years and a 2-billion-mile voyage in deep space as it swept by Saturn at 71,200 miles per hour. Scientists watched anxiously as Pioneer made its 2-hour passage of Saturn's rings. 4 times, the spacecraft was hit by small pieces of debris, but emerged safely despite the collisions. Pioneer had a closer look at Saturn than all the observations that have been made in the last 400 years.
Saturn's next visitors, Voyagers 1 and 2, were only a couple of years behind it. And in 2012, more than 50 years after the discovery of the Van Allen radiation belts, NASA's twin radiation belt storm probes discovered that there were 3 Van Allen belts, not 2. A completely unexpected discovery, and even more intriguingly, the third belt dissipated a few weeks later. Edgar Rice Burroughs was born on this day in 1875, the creator of such mythic heroes as Tarzan and John Carter of Mars. Science fiction author C.J. Cherry was born in 1942. Astronaut Chris Ferguson, the last commander of a space shuttle flight, was born in 1961. Byrne Gorman, who played Torchwood's staff doctor Owen Harper, was born in 1974.
This, folks, is a molecular model of the drug that we found in Marie's blood.
She called it Reset.
So what does it do?
Right, well, think about when you run a, you know, virus scan through your computer. Yeah? The software works its way through the files, and when it finds a Trojan or a virus or whatever, identifies it and then it deletes it. That is what this stuff does to the human body. But it's not just viruses, it's harmful bacteria, toxins, even mutant cells. You name it. It's like the body's been turned back to its factory settings.
In 1976, the Star Maidens fell to Earth.
Who slaves all the day over a microwave stove?
Keep quiet, Adam. That's the way it is. That's the way it always will be. It's a woman's world.
No, not for much longer, Chef. My plans are almost ready. Listen.
Here's an important news item.
Ignore it. Oh, we daren't.
We bring you grave news from the future. A few moments ago, our prediction computers began to issue warnings of a revival of activities among the illegal men's liberation.
This bizarrely campy UK-German sci-fi series followed a pair of male escapees from the female-dominated planet Medusa. It starred Gareth Thomas, the future star of Blake 7. In 1979, Doctor Who's 17th season got underway with the first appearance of the Daleks in 5 years, and the first appearance of a new regeneration of Romana.
These explosions, where are they coming from?
I don't know. Underground drilling.
Why explosions?
High-impact phase bombs. Yes, someone's imported some high technology.
In 2012, the Daleks were back to kick off the seventh season of the revived Doctor Who, only this time, they had a favor to ask.
You've got me. What are you waiting for? At long last, it's Christmas. Here I am.
Save us. You will save us.
Oh, what?
You will save the Daleks.
Save the Daleks. Save the Daleks. Save the Daleks.
And in 1999, the Babylon 5 saga drew to a close with the final episode of the spin-off series Crusade, which had been cancelled by cable network TNT before the first episode ever aired. It was also the final appearance of Richard Biggs as Babylon 5's Dr. Stephen Franklin.
I don't know. It's bizarre. Planet is on the verge of extinction. Maybe none of us will be around in 4 years, but we still get married and we still have babies.
It's a way of saying life goes on, even maybe when it won't.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, expanded memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
As Pioneer Saturn approaches its closest point, it's taking pictures, and also it's going to be taking other measurements, light measurements of the atmosphere and what surface can be seen from space. It uses pictures in what we call pictures in several light frequency areas, in the ultraviolet and the infrared, to probe the atmosphere and also the surface. Here's Larry King.
The time now is 9:30, a minute away from closest approach. The spacecraft has accelerated to the unbelievable speed of about 72,000 miles per hour. We're 13,300 miles above the cloud dot. And the spacecraft is just skimming behind Saturn, below the ring plane, and will disappear behind the planet in just a few minutes. That occultation period begins at 9:32. The closest approach point to Saturn is at 9:31. So the data stream from the spacecraft will cease at 9:32 when it suddenly finds the huge planet Saturn blocking its view of the Earth. Five seconds to 9:31. 9:31, the spacecraft is now at its closest point to the planet Saturn, traveling at 72,000 miles per hour and a little over 13,000 miles directly above the cloud top. The mission continues to proceed normally. We successfully traversed across the ring plane through the unknown E-ring, as Charlie Hall indicated a minute ago. We did see some evidence of an E-ring in the form of two hits on our micrometeoroid detectors. These detectors were not made to measure this type of thing. They were made to make these measurements out in interplanetary space. Two hits is the maximum that we can count in any one 80-minute period, just by the nature of the way the instrument is built. So we know there is material in the E-ring, but we also know that the spacecraft survived that E-ring with no apparent damage at this point. This is Pioneer Saturn, mission operations.
The rock was not your mistake, but was a dead and prone to spiral pain.